Rafa, on the border with Egypt. No one wants to be here, but there is a way out. It comes, though, at a vast cost. Sky News can reveal how one Egyptian company controls the only commercial crossing out of Gaza, and it's now charging Palestinians $5,000 to leave.
We were shocked with the prices, absolutely out of our league.
It's just too expensive. God willing, the price will go down.
Our investigation, based on the testimony of more than 70 Palestinians and analysis of documents and videos, shows it's increased its fees 14-fold since the start of the war, recently earning more than $1 million per day. Former industry insiders have called it criminal extortion. It leaves Palestinians with an impossible choice. Come up with a vast sum, or stay in Rafah and wait as Israel prepares its final ground assault. Our team meets with Amani in the tent city in Rafah, on the border with Egypt. It's not her real name. She and her family want to leave Gaza and are afraid of what being publicly identified might mean for their chances of getting out. They came here from Gaza City.
When we were displaced to Rafah, we were shocked. People in the streets with no tents, it was raining. Honestly, we were shocked. We don't know how we can live.
Across the border, in Egypt, her husband has been desperately trying to arrange for them to be allowed out of Gaza through the Rafah crossing. The family, like dozens of people we've spoken to, are pursuing the trip through an Egyptian travel company called Hala, which has offered the service for 5 years. But the company has hiked its prices since the war began. They are well beyond Amani's reach.
It's expensive. We've tried to coordinate. From the beginning of the war, he's been trying to take us out. But it's a lot of money. Maybe if the price goes down, he can take us out, but it's not possible. God willing, the price will go down.
Amani tells us her children haven't seen their father in over 5 months.
I want them to see their father, but it's expensive. It's just too expensive.
There are ostensibly 3 ways of getting out of Gaza. On the foreign national list, the injured list, or the coordination list. But the foreign national and injured list are very hard to get on. And even if you do, long delays are common. So coordination is the route that many go for. More than half the people leaving Gaza now get out this way. People apply for permits through a travel company. Once they've got that, their names appear on a passenger list and they're free to travel. But over time, the number of companies offering this service has decreased, meaning there's now only one player in the game, Hala. Light music and a glossy promo is more like an ad for a last-minute holiday. It's actually a Hala advert for border crossings, and it looks easy and straightforward in this video from before the war. Palestinians in Gaza have long been used to paying fees to expedite their travel across the border. Hala has been the dominant player in this industry since 2019, when it began offering its VIP service, as shown in this video. We found a Facebook page with Hala employees offering advice. We spoke to one whose name we've redacted. We asked how much it was to leave Gaza for an adult and child. They came back to us, $5,000. We asked if they worked for Hala and how we would transfer the money. They said they did and told us we could pay by mobile cash transfer and send a relative to their headquarters in Cairo. We then asked if they lived in Cairo. And crucially, how could we be safe in the knowledge this wasn't a scam? They said they'd send us a photo of the ticket. We asked how long it would take to get names on the list. From 1 to 10 days, they said. This is what a travel ticket looks like, as provided by the employee as proof of their wares. So this Hala employee has told us that if you want guaranteed exit from Rafah, they are the people to go to. They told us to go to their offices in Nasser City in Cairo. Well, this is what people find when they do go. Hundreds queuing outside Hala's Cairo offices for a chance to get their loved ones on a future travel list. Multiple sources told Sky News there are often hundreds or even thousands of people queuing. And 2 sources said they were forced to pay a non-refundable $1,000 deposit simply to get into the building. Based on social media posts and the testimony of dozens of people who've arranged travel with Hala since October the 7th, Sky News was able to piece together a clear picture of how the company operates. Tickets used to cost in the region of $350, around £280 before the war. But Hala price lists show people are now looking at $5,000 per person to guarantee a way out. and $2,500 for children. Passenger lists are released daily, sometimes pictures taken of paper sheets posted on social media. On average, 235 people travel a day. Some passengers with Egyptian nationality pay a lower fare. But Sky News' analysis of Hala crossing lists and prices shows that on a day with few Egyptian passengers, the company can earn in excess of $1 million. We're talking huge amounts of money, especially for people living in Gaza. Already one of the poorest places on earth, even before the war. One former coordination agent told us he quit the industry because of the price hikes, telling us, quote, "I refuse to partake in the crime of these prices and the extortion." And that's why this story of massive price rises has a truly global dimension, with people abroad trying to raise the money to get their families out. Even here in Wales, the peaceful coastline of Bangor.
You can see the sea from here. Mm. This is the house that we used to have.
This is the same house.
Hend al-Wahidi came here before the war started.
Can you smile?
But many of her family are still trapped in Gaza. She set up a GoFundMe page to try and raise money.
It started to appear very clearly that no one is going out unless through coordination. So there were absolutely no way out of Gaza through all of this unless through coordination, as we have seen hundreds of people do. And this is where we were shocked with the prices for coordination purpose. And this is something is absolutely behind our league, out of our league. Just imagine that you have a mother and father, a loving mother and father, that they used to have the most beautiful house. They used to have warm clothing. They used to have food on their table every day. And now they are deprived of all this. And there is no solution in the near future. It doesn't seem to be this way.
Her father, Dr. Adnan al-Wahidi, made it out of Gaza to Egypt. He had broken his leg, but had to wait 3 months to be evacuated on the injured list. It was only a short trip, but an unbelievable difference.
Just when you cross the border, you feel safe. Absolute safety. And you feel that you are really protected.
The situation in Gaza involves many countries, and their representatives met at the Munich Security Conference this month. Sky News took the opportunity to ask Egypt's foreign minister about the money being made by Hala transferring Palestinians across his border.
We can hopefully do as much as we can to eliminate any individual or institutional advantage that might be taken by private entities in this regard, but certainly we do not condone it, and we will take whatever measures that we need to so as to restrict it and eliminate it totally. There should be no advantage taken out of this situation for monetary gain.
Human rights activists say the practice of coordination could amount to war profiteering, and there's no way it could happen without the Egyptian authorities knowing. Hala's parent company, the Organi Group, is a high-profile business in Egypt. In January 2023, it became the official sponsor of Al Ahly, the most successful football team in Africa.
There is no such commercial or economic business activity possible in Sinai without the military allowing it. Under President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's government, the Egyptian military has unprecedentedly expanded its economic empire. The military ventures into every single commercial business in Egypt.
We presented all our findings to Hala Travel Agency, but didn't receive a reply. We put that allegation to the Egyptian government, but received no response. Existence in Gaza has always hung in the balance, but it has never felt as precarious. The prospect, perhaps, of an Israeli ground offensive in Rafah. On the other hand, satellite imagery shows ground being cleared on the Egyptian side of the border right up to this past week. Human rights agencies have quoted sources saying they're intended for refugees, something Egypt has strongly denied. Palestinians can only await their fate, whichever it is. And all the while, new tents keep going up. Each of those a family, like Amani and her children.
We're always flirting with wars, always bombing. There's no safety. Our ambitions are for the war to end, for our lives to return.
But there is no immediate prospect of that return, nor of fleeing this place. The cost is just too much. Everyone's fear is that the cost of not being able to pay may finally prove higher. Tom Cheshire, Sky News.